trick up, darling, and old Roger will open up another bottle of champagne.
It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
In China, it's noon.
You're not in China. However, my uncle just may send you there if you don't get me home. He's going to be furious.
Don't panic, darling. Doesn't he know you're out with me?
That's why he's going to be furious.
Did you like the scampi?
It was divine.
It's nothing.
I didn't know you liked to fool around in the kitchen.
With a little encouragement, I could be a lot of fun in the living room, too.
It is exactly 3:00.
Take one, darling. One more sip, and then I'll take you home, okay? One more sip. One more. One more sip. Don't go away. Hey, Jeannie. Hey, Jeannie, everything's working up great, Jeannie. Jeannie, you can come out now.
I sent Jeannie home.
Shh, not so loud. You can't send her home. I'm not through with her yet.
Oh, yes, you are. When I said you could borrow Jeannie, I didn't know what I was letting that poor girl in for. Now, look at this. You haven't given her a moment's rest.
Well, maybe I did get a little carried away, but I've never had a 24-course meal before. Tomorrow night, I'll have her do a cheese sandwich.
Forget it, Roger. Forget it. I mean, the party's over. You see, I'm not loaning Jeannie to you anymore. Good night, Raj. I'll let myself out the back way.
Wait. Someone's got to set Dr. Bellow's clock back 3 hours. Jeannie was going to set the clock back for me.
You know what?
What?
You got big problems, buddy. Jeannie's asleep. Good night.
If the big hand is pointing straight up and the little hand is pointing out that way, what time is it?
3 o'clock, sir.
Right, you are, Captain. And would you believe it? My watch looked just like this when you brought my niece home last night.
But I didn't explain it, sir.
I issued a directive last week in regard to a voluntary curfew for all astronauts to facilitate certain tests and to safeguard your health. I asked you gentlemen to be in by 11 p.m. Why did you ignore the directive?
Your niece and I were involved in a heated discussion.
Only 3 guesses for astronauts.
Yes, sir. Blatant disobedience. No excuse, sir.
Ah. Concise, to the point, and right on target. Captain, I've decided that you need a vacation.
Vacation, sir? Well, you're very kind, sir, but I've got a lot of work piled up, and I really...
Take it along with you. It'll give you something to do for the next 30 days.
Have I decided where I'm going on my vacation, sir?
Indeed you have.
You're headed for Andromeda Inlet.
Andromeda Inlet?
Anyway, that's what Dr. Bellow says.
Oh, I can't even find it.
And it's a remote island somewhere in the Celebes. I'm serving 30 days as a lone army observer in the Navy's Neptune project. Unless...
Forget it. Jeannie is not going to help you.
Oh, be reasonable. One blink from Jeannie and Dr. Bellows will change his mind. Ask her to help me out.
Roger, she's worn out. I don't even let her help me. I forgot my briefcase this morning, and I'm going to go back myself and pick it up.
You forgot your briefcase, Master.
You didn't have to do that.
You better rest, but while you're here, I have a little problem. Dr. Bellows is going to send me away.
Oh, that is terrible.
You see? She understands.
May I help your unfortunate friend?
My unfortunate friend is just going to have to learn to help himself. And that's final, Raj. No, if he wants any more magic, he'll have to find his own genie.
Oh, that is an excellent idea, Master. May I summon my cousin Marilla?
What?
Oh, my cousin Marilla. She was a genie when I left Baghdad 2,000 years ago. Oh, I'm sure she would love to serve Captain Healy.
Marilla? My old genie?
No, Roger, no. How long would it take her to get her? I mean, if she hopped out of work this afternoon.
Oh, it would take her no time at all.
No, Roger, I said no, and I mean no. All we need is another one of her running around here. One genie in Cocoa Beach is quite enough.
Master, if I may not help him, may I please ask you to help him?
Ginny, look, I don't want to have to... Well, maybe I was a little too rough on him. Okay, I'll fix it.
There we are. I'll be gone for about a month, Mr. Billings. I'd sure appreciate it if you'd kind of, keep things straightened up here.
No trouble at all, Captain.
Would you mind feeding my fish, changing the water? With...
Captain Healy, you're talking to an American citizen, right?
Right.
What kind of a patriot says no to an astronaut?
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Billings. Well, don't forget to take care of the fish, huh? I gotta go over to the base and check out.
Ma'am, this is the apartment. Great. This place is going to work out great.
Oh, I'll say. We'll rehearse all week. We'll get the act in shape, and then maybe we can get some bookings.
I meant to tell you. Watch with the pigeons and the rabbits when you open the front door.
Why?
Well, the owner don't allow no pets in the building. They're quiet as mice. And, if you need anything, holler. Oh, Arnie, do you still cut Mert in half with the bandsaw?
Oh, yeah. That's our flash finish.
Well, if you try it out up here, make sure that the shades are pulled down, will you?
Well, it's our joint for 30 days. Let's see if we open the trunk.
Captain Healy, what are you doing here?
I came back to pick up some notes I forgot.
No. Oh, that's smashing. That's smashing. That's great. Great.
Ginny, you did it. You sent me Marilla. You sent me Marilla and a friend.
You have my permission to speak. Your name... What's your name?
I'm known... I'm known as Abdul the Great.
Oh, pretty pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Nice meeting you. Do you mind if I just call you Abdul?
No.
You can call me Master.
Master.
Boy, am I glad to see you two.
Yeah. You mean you aren't mad about us being here? You'll let us stay here for the whole 30 days?
30 days? I'm never going to let you go. Yeah, and if you're one half the genie is, boy, I'm going to be one happy astronaut. You folks work the same way, you know. Is that the way you do it?
Is that the way we do what?
I asked the wrong question, huh? Okay, professional secret? Okay, you don't ask me how to fly a space capsule, and I won't ask you how you do your work. Is that fair enough?
Oh, anything you say,
Master, you don't know what that word does for me. That makes me feel 12 feet tall.
It does?
And you just don't send that big man to Andromeda Inlet. No siree. Not when the little man issues the orders is going to change his mind. And that's exactly what you're going to do for Dr. Bellows.
Look, you better get on it right away. The plane I won't be on leaves in half an hour.
Look, just make yourself at home here, and if you have any questions, I'll be over at Captain Nelson's, okay? You two can just pop in.
I'll get it.
Yes?
Oh, Hi, Rod.
Good morning, good morning. Ah, there's the little old miracle worker.
Oh, what is this?
Ah, a little token of my appreciation. Boy, you really go all out. I asked for one and she sends two. Abdul the Great, and I mean great. Boy, you should see him.
I'd like to. What's he do?
Well, I don't know what his specialty is. He's kind of an all-around man. Handyman. I suppose you could say that.
Oh, Jeannie, do you mind? Thank you.
Boy, I can't wait to see Abdul do that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's Bella.
Oh, excuse me. I saw Captain Healy's car outside, and I...
Oh.
Captain Healy. I want to give you the good news myself.
You're not sending me away, right?
Well, that's right. I've decided that you're needed here.
And this decision came as quite a surprise to you, didn't it?
Roger, you're feeling all right. I mean, you're all right.
I never felt better in my life. Look, don't worry about a thing. You're not going to have any more trouble with me because I'm not going to have any more trouble with you. Right? Okay? Because all you need is the right friends. Right? Right. Look, I'll say hello to your niece for you and say goodbye to you. No.
You know, I'm really worried about Roger. He's acting like a wild man. You hear him tell Dr. Bellows off this morning? He sounds as if he's got you behind him. He sounds as if... Jeannie, you're not helping Roger, are you?
Of course not, Master. I promised that I would not.
All right. Hmm? I better give him a call.
Thanks.
I could have done that.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Marilla. Is this you, Master?
Is this me, Master? Jeannie, you lied to me.
Oh, but I do not lie.
Hey, are you there?
Who is it, Mert?
I don't know. They won't answer.
I have your cousin on the phone. You want to talk to her?
My cousin?
Yeah, you know, Marilla, remember?
But I did not... Hello, Marilla?
Yeah, this is Marilla. Who's this?
Well, this is your cousin, Jeannie.
Got another one of them. Hello, Jeannie. It's been a long time. How's the family?
How did you get here?
I came with Abdul.
Oh, Marilla has brought a friend with her. She came by flying carpet.
We're getting out of here. Come on.
You sure this is all right with my uncle?
You just leave your little old uncle to me. I planned a meal tonight that just won't stop. But Taj Oriental, pheasant, truffles, baba rum. Smell that?
Smells like something's burning.
That's impossible. I've hired two of the greatest chefs in the world, Abdul and Marilla. They wouldn't know how to burn anything if they tried. Excuse me.
Come on out here.
Oh, hi, Master.
What is it? Old shoe? It smells terrible.
Sorry. I thought you'd like it.
Well, gee, I hate to offend you, Marilla. It's just when Jeannie cooks everything, it seems to come out so great.
Oh, you mean my cousin Jeannie?
Look, maybe this isn't what you do best. Do you have some specialty?
Oh, yes.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. What is it?
Sewing people in half.
Sleep in 10 minutes, huh?
We'll be ready for 2 hours, Master.
Dinner won't be ready for a couple of hours. I guess they're on Baghdad time out there.
I promised Uncle I'd be home early tonight.
Look, I told you not to worry about your uncle.
He's been a bit edgy lately.
How can you tell?
He's up for a promotion.
You mean they're going to send him away?
No, he was supposed to be made head of the medical department. But he doesn't think he's going to get it. Some machine in Washington decides who's right for the job.
You mean he's jumpy because he thinks he won't get the job?
That's right.
And if he gets the job, he'll be in a mellow mood and get off my back?
He's already heard that he's not going to get it.
Sheila?
Mm-hmm.
There are not too many people I can tell this to, but I'm probably as influential as anyone here on Cocoa Beach. Twice as influential. If your uncle wants that job, I'm going to give it to him.
You're going to give it to him?
I mean, I'm going to see that he gets it.
You know someone that could help?
You might say that.
You're marvelous.
I won't argue with that. Look, little one, if you could have anything in the world you wanted, what would you choose?
Oh, I don't know. I've always wanted a mink coat.
You got it.
What do you mean I've got it?
It's just what I say. It's yours.
Just like that?
Don't get me wrong. No strings attached. Just that I have this thing about wanting to see pretty girls happy. You're a pretty girl. You got a mink coat and it's yours, and now you're a happy pretty girl.
Roger.
Roger. Roger, open up. I know you're in there. It's my other influential friend. Excuse me. Tony.
Jeannie?
Captain Nelson, this is Dr. Bellow's niece.
Hello.
And this is his friend, Jeannie.
Where is she?
Where's who?
Marilla, Marilla.
Oh, what a treasure. I can't thank you enough.
So you didn't bring her here, huh?
Well, I told you I did not. She came by flying carpet.
This is some kind Marilla? Of wartime code, isn't it?
It's wartime, all right.
Marilla! You called, Master?
How about that? She can't cook as well as you, but you
should... But she's not my cousin.
I don't care if she's related to you or not. She's marvelous.
Jeannie, I want you to get rid of them right away.
Hold it! Sheila, I decided we're going out for dinner tonight. Wait in the car. Now, just a minute. Those happen to be my two genies you're trying to get rid of.
Oh, Roger, if they stay around here, we're all going to get in trouble.
Wait a minute. How comes it you can have a genie and I can't have one? What are you, some kind of Indian genie giver or something? You gave me two genies. I like them and I'm going to keep them.
But I did not send them.
Now, you keep out of this.
Wait a minute, buddy. You're forgetting one thing. I happen to have two genies and you only got one. If you don't behave yourself, I'm going to take your genie away from you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, go ahead. Blink her out.
Blink her out. Blink her out?
0123. Yeah, well, saved by the phone. Hello. Oh, Dr. Bellows, how are you? Yeah, Sheila's here. Mm-hmm.
What time will I have her home?
Oh, I don't know, 3 a.m, 4 a.m. It depends on my mood.
Sure, this is Captain Healy?
Hello, Captain Healy has got news for you.
Oh, I decided to make you head of the medical department.
You've decided to make me head of the medical department?
That's right, Doc.
Raj, what do you think you're doing?
Look, you'll have confirmation tomorrow at, Would 10 o'clock in the morning be all right?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Doc. I just made Dr. Bellows a very happy man, and I decided to let you keep your genie. That's the least I can do for my best friend. Abdul, Marilla, give them my dinner. See you tomorrow morning.
Come on, girl, we're getting out of here before they bring on Alibaba and the 40 thieves.
Clinker.
That is not Marilla.
I don't care what her name is. Jeannie, you're the only one that could have brought her here. Now, if you think I'm going to stand by and allow this to happen, you're Abdul the Great in confidence.
That's right, mate. I thought show business was wacky. You've got us topped. Come on, Mert.
You're not Jeannie, then.
Are you kidding, sweetie? I don't even know what you're talking about. Will you tell your friend, thanks for the use of the hole?
Well, Master.
I'm very sorry, Jeannie. Yeah, I thought they were real genies. That's what Roger thought.
And that is why he acted so strangely. Oh, what will happen when he learns the truth?
I think he might spend about 5 years in a place called Andromeda Inlet.
long rest is indicated, Captain. And that's just what you're going to get.
I feel fine, sir. I just made a little mistake.
Captain, do you know what megalomania is?
Not exactly, sir.
It's when you tell me that you're making me head of the medical department at 10 o'clock. You see, I happen to know that I've already been rejected. Come in.
Excuse me, sir. These orders just came through for you. I thought you might like to see them.
Thank you.
And congratulations, sir.
Congratulations?
On being appointed the head of the medical department here.
I don't know what to say.
They told me I'd find you here.
Sheila, where are
you? Isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful.
Captain Healy bought it for me.
Captain, are you prepared to pay for that coat?
How much did it cost?
$5,000.
$10 a week would make $100.